What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the part three of this Launch Your Own Podcast series. Really got a super cool way for you guys to get out there and constantly have a nice endless stream of content, because that's the game these days. You got to have a way that you can generate consistent content. I think podcast is a very creative way to go about it, and most importantly, allows you to connect with some of the most important people throughout your industry. So I'm recording this one straight from the Denver airport. Sorry for the background noise, but I had to get the podcast off. Didn't want that to be any way for me to come up with an excuse not to move forward. Speaking of that, I got a couple trips lined up. So I'm leaving Denver. I'm heading to the Bay Area on Thursday, and then I'll be in LA for a couple conferences going on this weekend, but heading straight out to Phoenix, then to Vegas, and then up to Seattle. If you're in any of those cities, we'd love to find a way for us to connect. And let's see if you got something important to share around the latest sales and marketing tactics, or if you have any inputs in the future of work, let's link. Let's talk about it. So hit me up. But I want to finish up the last couple steps of this so you can really get your podcast promoted properly. And this last two steps I want to talk about are coming up with a set intro. So the intro should be something that's short, simple. I mean, I'm talking about within less than 20 seconds that just gives people a good understanding of what your show's about, or directs people back to your website or something that's of value to them, of what you want to have your podcast be about. So you should have a quick intro, a quick outro. The outro should always consist of you recommending that people subscribe and leave comments or reach out to you. So you want to plug yourself basically in the intro and outro, but standardize that. Keep it simple for yourself. That's step number eight. Less than 20 seconds for the intro, less than 10 seconds for the outro. And so, for instance, the Sales Culture Podcast intro goes just like this. We explore how the latest sales and marketing tactics are reshaping the modern day workforce. And so step number nine is to create an ad for yourself. A 15-second mid-roll ad, man, it works wonders. So this is something, again, where I think that it's a creative way for you to either plug other products that you care about, other partners that you think make sense, or I would just recommend you plug your own business. Plug yourself in that time frame. So go ahead and actually create a quick, 15-second pre-roll or mid-roll ad. I suggest mid-roll because if you're doing an intro and outro, it can be a little bit much for people to try to digest a lot of that at once. So have a mid-roll ad somewhere where you can kind of talk about it. And the last step, most important step, is that it's one thing to kind of create the content. It's another thing to try to get people to engage with it. So get the reviews, get engagement, reach out to family, friends, clients, colleagues, and whoever else, that you think it might be of any importance, and prospects even, and have them give some honest feedback. And I think it's great to try to craft it one way. That's one way to go about it. Say, hey, leave me 5 stars, or just say, you know what, I'm looking to grow, I'm looking to get better. Be 100% authentic with them and try to see if there's any content that they want you to actually get your thoughts on, or at least drop an honest review. If it's 1 star, keep it a buck and say it's 1 star. So just run through those last three steps again. Record an intro and outro. Step number nine, create a mid-roll ad for yourself, 15 seconds. And step number 10, get the reviews, and review more. So with that said, guys, that's a wrap. That's a process. It's so easy. I want to see you guys launch your own podcast. I want to see you guys get out there and network, like it's 2020. Stop trying to do the same lame cold emails. And, if you're still going door to door, that's nuts. And that's a ton of waste of time. Show up with something of value to them first. And so this little three-part series I laid out over the past 3 days, let me know if you find it beneficial. Let me know if I missed anything or things you want to see add. And most importantly, if I can help you in any way, feel free to reach out. You can reach me at joe@setsalesculture.com or catch me on any of the major platforms at Joe Alex Lemon, especially on LinkedIn is where I spend a lot of time. So I have all the links in the show notes below, and I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. Until next time, you guys be phenomenal.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.
And with that, it's a wrap. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Sales Culture Radio Show. And to learn more about the agency, go to salesculture.work. And don't forget to rate it and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast.